USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The unrest in Haiti is setting off alarm bells for some lawmakers in the United States who feel it may trigger a wave of migration to the United States. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott lays out what he wants the White House to do to prepare, speaking on Fox News.
We need to make sure our Coast Guard and our Department of Defense has every resource necessary to make sure we don't have thousands and thousands and thousands of people trying to flee to our shores as a result of the unrest there.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be discussing democracy's survival around the world at a summit in South Korea next week. Speaking about the coming meeting, State Department spokesman Matt Miller says the summit is designed to discuss what's working in the world's democracies and what needs to be done to protect them.
The summit will demonstrate how democracies continue to deliver for their citizens and organize to address the world's most pressing challenges.
Best Buy is recalling over 287,000 air fryers over fire, burn, and laceration risks. The retailer recalling models of the Insignia air fryer and Insignia air fryer ovens after it says it received 24 reports of overheating, melting, or glass shattering, including multiple complaints of air fryers catching fire. The Senate is preparing to review the bill that could potentially ban TikTok in the United States if the app's Chinese parent company refuses to sell it to an American company. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty explains why he would vote yes on the bill if it's taken up in the Senate.
We don't want Americans' data subjected to Chinese Communist Party surveillance.
The bill passed in the House with wide bipartisan support, and President Biden has said he would sign the bill if it makes it to his desk. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The Senate held a hearing Thursday regarding a proposed bill that would reduce the standard work week to 32 hours while maintaining the same level of wages. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says his bill to establish a four-day-a-week work week is not radical and would lead to a better quality of life for millions of Americans.
Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
A recent survey is showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month.
Interrupting or addressing people disrespectfully, silencing other people whenever they're speaking or otherwise cutting them off, excessive monitoring or micromanaging, ignoring other people, paying little attention to other people, unprofessional or disrespectful body language.
Jim Link is the chief HR officer for SHRM. He says with a divisive election coming later in the year, incivility in the workplace will probably only become more prescient.
NASCAR drivers are making their way back east to Bristol Motor Speedway for the Food City 500 on Sunday. Green flag drops just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.